This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, K2PCB, K2PCB.
Oh, yes, good morning, sir. I take it, well, you're not walking this morning. Any more come of that, or are you going to take care of that today? And, let's see. Got to think about it for a second. Today's Wednesday. Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Yep. Happy Wednesday to you. Yeah. I'm taking it at lunchtime. Better be right this time, or they're going to have an issue with me. It's right there. Pay all that money, and I still find out that it's not right. So, now that I went online last night and looked at the reviews, there's not a lot of people are happy with them. So, I don't know. It doesn't seem like I said, they're the best service or even know what they're doing. There are a lot of people, just a lot of things from, like, not putting enough oil in to, you know, leaving their oil cap off and it starts a car on fire. And there's all kinds of stuff. They're not a, they don't have a very good reputation right now.
Yeah, that is very unfortunate. Yeah, I've used them for many years, just mostly because of the convenience. And, like I said, not always the best price, but ultra convenient. It's not like I ordered them online and had to find somebody to put them on, and, you know, they're just right there. I just don't know why it would have changed. That's what really gets me. Unless you've got a bad tire. Oh, wait a minute. No, they did an alignment. That's what they said. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, why did it need it in the first place? But, okay. Yeah, hopefully everything gets resolved when you head over there today. I sent Brad one of those GIF messages this morning. I don't know, GIF, whatever it is. Saying it's the final countdown. Today's the day that he should be taking his test. He said he's ready. And he also followed it up, which I didn't get a chance to reply because I'm driving along here, but he followed it up with a picture of a mounted antenna. So, yep, he's definitely been busy. He's had his toolbox out. And I couldn't look too close, as I'm cruising along here, to see if there was actual coax on it, but I would have to imagine that it is. And now the bummer part is when he passes later, that sounds weird to say, but passes the test later, then there's that waiting period where you got to wait so many days, and like every so many minutes you're checking on the FCC's website to see if it shows up. I'm trying to remember if I got it there before I received a notification otherwise. That's what I would do. I would keep checking the website for there's like a recently issued call list, call signs that were issued that day. And I think that's the page to just open up your browser, let it sit on, and just periodically come back and refresh it, see if it shows up. Anyway, I'll turn it back to you. Do anything else last night?
No, I didn't do too much last night. Did homework with Evelyn. You're up to addition of three numbers now. You know, like 5 + 8 + 3. You know, what does all that equal? So she's up to that point now. So she's learning her math. She loves math. She's very good at it. So, her education is really starting to blossom now. She reads pretty fluent now. And, it's surprising me that she's first grade and she's doing all this. And I don't think we were even doing that in kindergarten. We're just doing ABCs. So, I did bring my Yaesu and my Anytone today, because I was wondering how deaf the Anytone is. So I'm going to do, when I get to work, I'm going to do a comparison. So old versus new. See what kind of signals I get. I'm pretty sure the any tone is just deaf. It doesn't have a very good receiver in it. And obviously you've seen reviews on it, and so did I. So I don't think it's a very good radio for doing it. Maybe locally it'll be fine. But any type of distance, I don't think it's going to be any good.
Yeah, it's definitely a DMR radio first and a UHF, EHF, or I should say an FM radio second. But it is considered in the amateur world, not the commercial world, because in the commercial world, there's definitely some kick butt radios. But for amateur radio that gives you UHF, EHF, and DMR, I think that's definitely the top-rated radio. It still is. And you got that a couple years ago, and it's still the number one. Now, they did come out with some newer versions of it. There's the UV2, UV2+, then they've added, was it GPS, Bluetooth. So I think they're adding features, but not necessarily upgrading to a whole new model. During the Dayton Hamfest, they were Bridgecom Systems was really pushing the combo for the 168. So the smaller version of it, the less feature-packed version of it. But if you didn't either want all those features to play around with, then that was the radio. And they had it at a really good price. They had it for $199. And I was half tempted, but they say that the one, or the 878 is the better radio for DMR. If you want more features, more channels, you know, hold your whole talk group list, all that kind of good stuff. Last night, in fact, I'm going to drop it for a second. Last night there was a net on the Canada Hub. I forget exactly who was the first one, or I don't know if they linked it in the net, or so I know the Canada Hub does that with a handful of their nets. They link them into other places. Like there's another the ham radio Top Talk or something like that. They link in from the UK. But this one was, last night was supposed to be on the digital side of ham radio. And they spent a lot of time taking check-ins from people that had no comment. I guess it's good. You like to know that there's people out there listening. You're not wasting your breath. But they didn't spend a whole lot of time talking about detail of digital radio. You know, who's on DMR, what apps are you using, talking about, new apps that are out there. You know, talked about Peanut a little bit. Did I come away with anything new, anything I had to research? I'll say not really. They may have talked about a couple different modes that I wasn't familiar with. That's about it. You do a little research there, but I know the net controller, the host there, he's interested in getting into P25. And I know so they're swaying that way a little bit for a bit. But yeah, so I did that last night. Yeah, cool. I'm getting long-winded here. I'll turn it back to you. This is K2PCB.
Yeah, I did. I was looking at certain model radios. I was looking at the Radio Oddity. That one was kind of catching my eye, too. I don't know if it's got that nice, colorful display on it. Maybe that's what was it. But, I'm slowly learning DMR. I have to get my DMR number, find out what that is, and program that in, and see what the radio actually does on DMR. That's the only one. Actually, I have, like, two other radios, too. I feel bad. I liked my Yaesu. That thing works great. It's now, like I said, it's starting to get its issues, because it's, first of all, that was my original HT when I first got my license. And I think I even remember getting my license on, I didn't get an email. I think they sent me a paper copy. I think that's how I found out when I got my license. So I think that's how that works back then. And that Wolfson, that thing is no display. Now it's got this audio level problem. And I don't know. That might be slated for the garbage, or maybe try to fix it. But yeah, I have been looking at other radios. Yeah, obviously not one of the big ones. I can't buy Yaesu or Icom or Kenwood right now. I don't have the money to dish out like $500 for a radio, $600. It's just too much.
Yeah, and you do get a pretty solid radio when you buy one of those, and they'll last for years. In my experience, they don't always sound as good. I almost think it's like radio to radio. And I think they're small variations. You take two radios side by side, even in the same model, and they'll sound just a wee bit different, which is unfortunate. But I know there's Towler and Stackup and all the components. And they do hit a certain window, but if you do that side by side, you can hear the difference. But most people don't do that. Most people just get on the air, and if somebody hears you and they understand what you're saying, then that's good enough. And I guess that's really what it should be. I think getting, like we were talking about many times before, getting the levels consistent in conversations, I think that's the biggest thing. When you're one-on-one, it's fine. When you're in a group, then you don't want to have one guy that's really low, one guy that's really, really, really loud. Thinking about that net I was listening to yesterday, that net controller was really low. And we were sitting out on the balcony last night, and I didn't want to, be blaring it out to the neighborhood. So, I'm listening along, and the net controller's talking, and then somebody goes to check in and they're booming, and net controllers come back on. I just turned it down. He's really quiet. Got to turn it up. And yeah, it's the same thing we've been talking about for a while. Just maybe someday there'll be those level setting features. But yeah, I'm here. I don't know if either of those two HTs are going to make it back to the home base for you. Are you thinking you had time to test those this morning? I don't know how close you are. HPCP.
Well, I am here. I could do walk over to your truck and try talking to you, see how well this does.
Well, I would just key up. If you got them in your hands, I would just key up right now and see how either or both of them do.
All right. So this is the Honeycomb for the Yaesu.
Okay, so I think I gathered that that's the Yaesu, that one. Okay, so yeah, I hear it. Definitely some noise on the signal, but it's in there.
And then this one was the any tone. I don't know if it's any better or worse.
It seemed like the noise was changing as you were talking. The noise floor was changing there. But to be honest with you, if you were talking between those two, I don't know if I could say, oh, he just switched radios. They kind of sound the same. How's your reception between the two?
Well, I'm going to start walking over there, but the big difference is that I'm not picking anything.
Okay. Yeah, a little broken there, but not bad. I mean, it's bad, but I could definitely have a conversation with you. Now, I'll keep talking so you can compare the reception there. You sure you don't have the squelch set too high on the Anytone?
Oh, let me find out. I'll change it. Make it to you.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit of audio to compare. This is K2PCB, and maybe you're holding the monitor button to see if you can get it in any better. It's 643. This is K2PCB. This is K2PCB testing, K2PCB.
This is Yaesu. This is K2PCB, K2PCB 1234.